Tonight, we're going to do something very, very different than what we usually do. I'm going to share with you a parsha question for which I don't have a good answer. I've been working on this question for about, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years maybe. Maybe together our collective minds and thinking about this between now and Shabbos, maybe someone here can help figure out. The problem is that there is a numbers problem in the book of numbers. Anybody here an accountant? Just kidding, it's a shul, obviously. I know. Fine. I need your help. Now, there isn't much of a story in Parshas Bamidbar, but if there was going to be one narrative, it's the story of the firstborns. That the firstborns are going to be replaced by the Levium to do the Avodas HaMishkan, and there's a count of how many Jews there are and how many Bechorim, firstborns, there are in the Jewish people who are going to be replaced by the members of Shevet Levi. And the census of the Jewish people comes out to be something like 603,550, something like that. That's the number of the Jewish people, not in Shevet Levi. And the Torah tells us how many of those people were firstborns. And the number is 22,273. 22,273 out of 603,550. Let's use some round numbers. 600,000 people, 20,000 firstborns. That is a ratio of 1 to 30. One Bechor for every 30 people. That number is staggering. Every family of 30 has one firstborn. How many kids were in those families? Now hang on a second, you're probably thinking, well, wait a second. What about families that had a girl first? If they had a girl first, well then that wouldn't count toward the number of Bechors, but it would be 15. Don't bring the girls involved. That number, 603,000, is just the men above the age of 20. There's actually a lot more Jewish people out there. The ratio gets a lot worse once you involve the women in the equation. So what are we going to say? You can't tell me that these are children of Levi and Kohanim because that's not the Shevet. That's the whole point of having separate counts. So why else would there not be a Bechor in a family? A miscarriage, God forbid? How many of those were there possibly? Look at the numbers. It's staggering. How could it be that you have one Bechor for every 30 kids? The numbers don't make any sense. And the usual reasons why there's not a Bechor in our families is because of a firstborn girl or because of a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi. That's not possible with this. What are we going to do? What do we got? We're stuck. How do these numbers make sense? So the answer, I thought someone was going to say, is that, okay, it's a miracle. Klal Yisrael multiplied very quickly in Mitzrayim. And according to the Ramban on this week's parsha, that's why the Torah actually has this count, to show you just how quickly the people multiplied. Yeah, they had 30 kids in a family because they were having six at a time. So if they had five pregnancies, they had 30 kids. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Well, it gets a lot worse. Because the Ramban points out in this week's parsha, why is Shevet Levi so much smaller than all the other Shvatim? And the Ramban writes that Shevet Levi was not included in the Shibud. They were not beaten up. And because they were not beaten up, they didn't have the miraculous six births at a time. Shevet Levi grew at a natural pace. Let's look at Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi has 22,000 people. But actually, if you count Shevet Levi, you got 22,300. Rashi asks the question, why does the Torah say 22,000 Levium to replace the 22,273 firstborns? If you count Gershon, Kohath, Merari, you actually get 22,300. And Rashi quotes from Chazal, 300 of those 22,300 were Levium firstborns, and Levium firstborns cannot be used to replace Yisrael firstborns. Uh-oh. That's a really bad number. 300 out of 22,300 are firstborns? That's a ratio of 1 to 70, and they don't have the miraculous birth rate. Dun, dun, dun. What are we going to do with this? Ratio of 1 to 70 without the miraculous births? That's the number of kids in each family in Levi? And the Torah can't be rounding over here, Chazal point out. Because the whole narrative, if there is a narrative in this parsha, it's the fact that there were only 22,000 Levium and they couldn't replace all 22,273 firstborns. They had this raffle to figure out which of the Bechorim are going to have to pay $5, 5 shkalim, to redeem themselves because there weren't enough Levium. And Rashi asked, but there weren't enough Levium. There were 22,300 Levium, more than enough for 22,273. Oh, these 300 were firstborns, so they couldn't be counted. That's, you have to say that. Otherwise, the numbers there don't line up. So we're forced to face the facts that there are 22,000 Levium, 300 firstborns for the Levium, a ratio of 1 to 70, the numbers don't make sense. How can it be Jewish families? And again, these are only the boys, but once you count the girls, everything doubles. We're only counting the boys and the number 22,000. Anybody? You're all as stumped as I am? No miracle, Ramban says, not for Shevet Levi. That's the Ramban's point. There's no miraculous birth for Shevet Levi. And the numbers are a lot worse. 1 to 70. No one has an answer to my question?
That's biology.
It's biology? What's biology? Uh-oh. People tried it, so maybe they had multiple wives. So all together, Bechor is Peterechem. Each wife knew Bechor. Uh-uh. Yeah. Okay, good. So what are you saying? Only the firstborns were thrown into the Nile?
A bunch of them were thrown into the Nile.
But probably a lot of non-firstborns were also. The number goes higher on both ends. Uh-oh. Good. Disproportionate number of firstborns were killed. All right, food for thought. Everyone, think about this question as we move toward the Parsha of the week.